Well, like 30 million copies of them. If I just had a nickel for every time I played it, we could go out.
Aren't they just like brainiac nerds from MIT or something that made a record?
There was actually one guy that made the record, then put the band together after the record. The group was already. It's Tom Scholz, who was a brainiac nerd.
From MIT.
Yeah, from MIT. That's exactly. He worked at Polaroid Corporation.
Never got laid.
And, well, you know, I don't know. I'm sure he has matters well in hand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
After Boston.
And then he put together the band. No, then he put together the band after the album was done. So all the parts on the album are him. But nobody ever knew that. And then he got Brad Delp to re-sing the vocals. I don't know. But,
well, now, did they tour?
Oh, forever.
Yeah?
Yeah. Liz Winstead's here with us.
Hi, by the way. Who's this weirdo talking to Mark?
It's this Q104, your 10 in a row, New York City classic rock station. And I'm Mark Perino here till, I don't know. And then we're talking about this women in comedy thing, which has been going on.
Women in comedy thing.
Started last night, big thing at the Carnegie Hall with Mary Tyler Moore and Rita Rudner.
Paula Poundstone. And it's all over the place. It's at Caroline's. It's at Stand Up New York.
Yeah.
It's at...
Yes, it continues on. It's where Marshalls has put together this whole thing. It's at Rascals. It's at Caroline's. It's at Gotham Comedy Club.
It's a comic strip.
Yeah, places I wouldn't even go. Stand Up New York. Maybe I might go there. Places I've never been, let me say it.
They're all great comedy clubs, Mark.
Oh, sure they are. And then somehow the Museum of Television and Radio is involved for the Funny Women of Television special screening thing, which is coming up Saturday afternoon. And this is cool.
I think they're showing, what are they showing? Or I Love Lucy?
Or I Love Lucy. What about that woman, Kathy Griffin, of the NBC Suddenly Susan?
She's funny.
She's a funny broad.
She's hilarious.
Oh, Wendy Liebman's going to be here, and then she's going to call in with Lendy. We're going to surprise Wendy, I think.
Oh, my God, how
her.
This is your life of you.
It's unbelievable. I just thought I'd tie into this whole women and thing. You know why? I like breasts.
Oh, you know what?
God bless you. Yeah. Mine are, never mind. You don't want to.
Yours, you know, you can use a little work.
Line 10. Let's go to the line 10 here.
Oh, it's line 10.
Let's get it. Hello?
It's me.
Heath. How you do?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're having a little female chat here.
I hear you, and I just wanted to call
Somehow
you.
I got involved.
Mark broke the news that he likes breasts.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking.
We're talking about breasts.
Yeah.
Old rack job Parento. Can you go join us on the other side?
Sure, I'd love to.
Just, why don't you just come on right now onto your other circuit. Are you there?
I'm here.
Do you notice how she's switching the phone to broadcast quality?
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Neither do I.
So lost. And
somebody calling in from home who can switch their phone to broadcast quality. Oh, it's traffic again.
No, she called on to tell us that she's in the studio because it's not here in this building. She's down the street.
Okay, how much traffic has happened in the past five seconds?
Brought to you by Sleepy's. 1-800-FLEEPYS. Sleepy's, the mattress professionals. Here is Heather O'Rourke.